My quote is attributed to President Andrew Jackson. It's a damn poor mind that can't think of more than one way to spell a word.
John Gohman, my guest today, is a poet and small business owner who loves Bloomington and has lived here for 13 years. This is The Poet's Weave, and I am Jenny Kander. John, you're doing more than spelling words. Let's hear you read.
Footnote. I was struck by a footnote to the photo gallery wedged in the middle pages of Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee. The author is almost apologetic when he states with the assumed authority of a lifetime of scholarship, no documented photograph of Crazy Horse is known to exist. In place of a posed, sepia-shaded portrait is a native artist's rendering on buffalo skin, which captures what the cold, modern lens of the victors could never capture. The young chief, flanked by two long coats, much more thin than I imagined him, is shot in the back. I could make the obvious comment, but I won't. Two haikus from a candle box. Tears like candle wax, hot, seeping. But where they cool is where they remain. Strike, hiss, steady the hand. The match, the white wick, sabers drawn against the nightmares. Found poem. Well, not so much found as jerry-rigged. Chicken wire, duct tape, old nails, odd lot lumber. A heart dismantled, then bent and looped backwards upon itself, the way a car thief uses a coat hanger. Slap dash, plastered over, new coat of paint, close enough for union work. When I first met her, I promised to build her a four-poster bed, then a table, then a carport, a fireplace, a home ceramics studio, a country cabin, a villa in Tuscany, a rocket ship, the Taj Mahal. By now, she does cartwheels of joy if I remember to put the cap back on the toothpaste. What the Yellow Iris Know. What the Yellow Iris Know are the good deeds of the gardener. His patient soul, his strong back, his love of the lore and logic in the soil. They carry this with them, upward and downward. Upward. We all know this one. Any poet worth his salt. Blazing colors like a town crier's call. But never forget downward, whatever is called forth from the soil by a poet, by a shaman, by a gardener, by God, must be returned.
John Gohman has been our poet for today on The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.